I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 102 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP102weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, June 4th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville.
Happy Monday.
And Jason Bishop.
What's going on?
What's going on? Game four tonight.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Game four tonight. Cakes is going to be introing Fallout Boy.
I mean, it's going to be a silly day. I get to intro a silly pop punk band, and then I get tickets to the game four. That's a pretty good day.
How'd you get that?
Tickets gratis.
Who offered you that?
It's part of the deal.
Yeah, I got a text from CK, the program director, on Friday, basically saying, do you have any interest in introing Fallout Boy? Oh, and by the way, two tickets into the building attached to the gig. And I shot back.
How quickly did you say yes?
Immediately. Of course.
Yeah, he asked if I could do Saturday, and I read it as Monday, but I guess you'd already responded to Monday.
Yeah.
I was like, I could do Monday, and he said, no, Cakes is already doing Monday, and Saturday I couldn't do it because...
Couldn't do Sting and Shaggy?
I coach, and you know what? I don't mind that I wasn't able to do it because it was pouring for a good portion of that day.
Yeah. Well, the weather forecast for today, the last I heard, mid-70s, sunny, no rain,
perfect.
For Caps fans pregaming, so come out to the steps. I think the festivities start around 4 p.m. Fallout Boy is scheduled to take the steps at 6.
But that said, I wish I was able to do it because it was insane, the atmosphere on Saturday night.
It was ridiculous.
The amount of people in D.C. just on the streets.
Yeah.
And that's just for a game to go up 2-1.
Right.
Can you imagine they win this thing?
I mean, it helped that it was the weekend.
It helped that it was Saturday. But if they win this thing, it won't matter.
It's going to be the same sort of scene tonight.
I think it'd be crazier because you had the threat of the rain. And I think I know friends that wanted to come out and they shied away with other spots.
I mean, if you're going to work today, just plan on leaving around noon. Just make it a half day, come down into the city, park early or metro down early, and just make a whole day of it.
Check for the road closures, because there are a bunch of roads.
So you need to be there at like 3:30, right? That's part of the deal, is 3:30 until 8.
Correct.
And then they hook you with tickets, which could be nosebleeds, but they're tickets.
I don't care. Doesn't matter.
Right.
My head could be scraping the top of the
Capitol
Arena. I
already told CK,
I don't care.
If it gets to game 6, I will do game 6.
Right. Hopefully it doesn't make it to that, but maybe it will. I mean, look, I'm not counting any chickens. This thing could still go 6 or 7.
Pretty incredible.
Well, I'm really surprised he didn't call me to ask me if I wanted to introduce Fallout Boy.
Very shocked.
You know what? Maybe I couldn't get to the call.
Maybe he lost your number.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
I got no email either, so
well,
a little bit surprised.
They're two frigging wins away, and I'll tell you, that was a hell of a game. They pretty much dominated by the Caps. They outshot them. They outhit them. They dominated the faceoffs.
Oh,
39-23. Block shots, 26-9. They had 15 block shots. I thought this was a misprint when I saw it. 15 after the first period.
Mm-hmm.
The only real blemish on that game was the Holtby gaffe.
Yeah. I mean, should have been a shutout.
He lost his mind for 5 seconds. The Caps paid for it, made it a 2-1 game.
They also didn't capitalize on their power play. They went 0 for 4. They had plenty of chances. So for whatever reason, but luckily they didn't need it. Starting with Ovi's goal, which one of the more spectacular goals you're ever going to see.
Yeah.
With him diving for the puck.
Falling
like
over a guy to backhand that he's just sick.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
the effort.
Obviously, the big plus going in was when you saw Kuzi skating around the ice in pregame.
Right.
Even though that didn't really mean anything because they still could have held him out.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he was in the starting lineup, man, that was awesome.
And DSP, like Tom Mooney, he clutch. I mean, that guy, look at his regular season numbers compared to his playoff numbers, not just with the Caps, but going back to, you know, stints with Anaheim. I mean, that guy comes to play in the playoffs. And he gave us the insurance goal to make it 3-1.
Well, that was just
a little bit of breathing.
That was a horrible play by whoever the defenseman was for the Knights. Was it Neal?
Oh, also props to Jay Beagle.
Beagle skating down there, get that pass. And yeah, that was just horrible turnover by the Knights, but we took advantage of it.
Yep.
And you get a 3-1 win.
At that point, I felt like I could breathe while EB and I were out at the Brig on Saturday.
Great turnout.
Thank you for having us out. I mean, it's right. Basically, you could walk there from here. It's right down the street.
A great spot, and I don't know how many. They had so many TVs. They had the game projected on a building next door that they actually also own.
Yeah. Is that on the way to Audi Field?
It's kind of the other direction. It's on the way.
So the Navy Yard.
Yeah, it's like right near Navy Yard.
Yeah.
My buddy owns Circa Restaurants, and there's a new one in Chinatown right next to the Cap One Center, and he was showing me pictures of the inside of the bar the entire day.
Yep.
I mean, pregame was crazy. Obviously, postgame. I mean, it was in the streets. It was nuts. It was bananas.
It's a good time to run a restaurant / bar in D.C.
Every place must have been packed. And you're right. It's probably going to be the same way tonight.
I think, Well, it's not a weekend, so maybe it won't be quite as crazy. But I know some people were scared away by the weather, which, by the way, held off.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we had a few sprinkles here and there.
How about Oshie and Niski taking the Metro to the game?
That was so great.
I was floored by that. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
So great.
Two big sillies hopping on the Metro.
Yeah.
And apparently,
I wonder if
people,
they'll do it tonight.
People didn't freak out. They got to.
Mm-hmm.
You
got
to do it tonight.
There's no chance they took the Metro home, right?
I'm sure they Ubered.
Probably got a lift with a teammate.
The ride home on the Metro would just be insanity.
Yeah.
No. I'm sure they got a ride.
But they were taking pics with people on the Metro.
Everybody was cool. They were respectful. They didn't go too crazy. But I got to tell you, man, I said this on Friday. I thought that the Caps were slightly the better team. I'm more convinced of that than ever. Not to say they're not a worthy opponent. Not to say that we're going to win. But I think...
We have more depth.
We are a better team. And frankly, we've suffered. They've paid their dues. This one, you want to talk about a team that's due one.
And we're punking MAF.
Yes.
Punking Fleury through three games. He's allowed 10 goals through three games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Caps are getting to him.
Yeah.
And the only goal against Holtby is when he gave him a gift-wrapped one right in front of the net with no goalie.
Well, I was watching.
Yeah, but you got to get it tonight. I'm not saying it's a must win, but
it could change on a dime.
If you lose tonight, then all of a sudden they have home ice again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just psychologically, you go up 3-1, you're pretty much going to win the thing. I know that you can blow it. I said you pretty much are going to win the thing.
Too crazy again.
The odds are with you.
But I'm feeling very good.
Well, the odds are also with them now. I believe I saw that if you win game three, you win the cup 78% of the time.
For the first time on Saturday when we were there at the Brig as the game was unfolding, it was the very first time I really thought, wow, we're really two wins away. We really could win.
You can taste it.
For the first time, we'd always talk about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, they beat the Penguins. They're going to win the cup. But it actually, the reality of it started to hit on Saturday.
It's becoming tangible now.
That's why there are thousands and thousands of people on those steps.
I get so psyched when Kuzi scores and does the bird flap.
I love his celly. His celly is so good.
I love it.
And you know what? DSPN bringing celebration, too. I believe he blew a kiss, and then he just spread his arms out and went up against the glass.
Yeah. What's the derivation of Kuzi's celebration?
I think his daughter, I think he did it once, and his daughter was into it. So now he does it when he scores.
Gotcha. Man, that was so cool.
Did they ever disclose what the injury was? Like wrist or shoulder? They never did, right?
Haven't heard.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything.
Upper body.
He didn't look like he was hurt. Like that.
No, I know. I know. Well, it was reported early. I think Tark and some of those guys reported that he was there, the top line or whatever, doing all the morning skate stuff. So it looked good. And Ovechkin, I guess, had said the day before, remember, that he thinks Kuzi's going to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ovi.
Yeah.
Kuzi good. He will be there.
And how great are the shots?
You got to suck it up, you know, for this.
How great are the shots of Ovi celebrating on the bench, you know?
Man, he can taste it.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
Was it Eller that was hugging him when he was looking?
It was 20.
Yeah, it was Eller when Kuzi scored. Yeah, it's great to see.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I mean, he's completely bought in. He's blocking shots left and right. He's full-on diving to poke the puck in the net. For a crazy goal. I mean, he's doing everything.
And by the way, Holtby's just been a brick wall, man.
It's been really tough.
He's been so good.
It's been tough to solve.
Just a different person, different player than what we saw in the regular season.
Well, as EB mentioned, with all the block shots, they weren't getting many shots to him.
No, not many. You're right. Their defense as a whole has been great.
Look, for most of these goalies, if they can see the puck, they're going to stop it. for the most part. And then if you get them going side to side,
except
they're going to struggle.
Fleury's been seeing plenty. He just can't stop them.
No, I think that we've just been.
Well, you know what? And Brian saves. Lawton was in here on Friday, and I was watching a lot of the pregame stuff on NHL Network, and they did that was an awesome setup they had with that stage right there in front of the Green Turtle. And you can just see the masses of people. But Lawton was saying, just like he said in studio, he said, look, Fleury has been so good in the playoffs. It just, he's bound to have just an average to subpar series. And that's what you're seeing. Although the Capitals are better, in my opinion, than any of those teams that he beat.
I think the Capitals are just having so many high danger chances because there are times when Fleury's making great saves. He's made great diving saves.
He's not poopy.
But
he's not.
They're having so many shots on him.
He freaking robbed Tom Wilson with a glove, with a sick glove save. I can't remember at what point in the game it
was. I just think that the Capitals are so, I'm not going to say so much better, but are better top to bottom than the teams that he was beating in the last.
I think they're a little better. And see, the Caps have been through the war. There really is something to be said for the resiliency of this team. For the most part, there's some new pieces, but these guys have been through the playoff wars. They've suffered together. You know what I mean? They fought together. They have this whole history. This team, they just put all these scrubs together who got hot or whatever. They don't have that kind of character built. They haven't worked for it. You know what I'm saying?
There's something
so
to
when
be said
adversity
for...
hits, what they you know, what do they rely on? A bunch of newbies.
Well, not only that, but they don't have the star power that the Caps have.
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, none of those teams that Vegas beat have players on one roster like Ovi, Kuzi, Backstrom. You know, Burkowski, Oshie, Wilson. You know, then you get down to Verana. I mean, that's just a low... It's a loaded team now. You're seeing how good they are, top to bottom.
Really are. And really, JR, and we're going to have Jeremy Roenick in studio today in 9 o'clock
I can't
hour.
Wait. That's going
to
be great.
He's the one who really hipped us to it. Remember about 6 or 8 weeks ago? And he's like, man, the Caps have an all-star lineup.
I know, I know.
And he just started reeling off the names. He's like, you know what? He's right.
Yeah.
He really is right.
Now you're seeing
not
it.
Just us just being homers.
And his take on it was the Caps of old might have just said, oh, you know, look at our lineup. We're just going to show up and hope. That we can beat you and not outwork you. This team is outworking people
and they're
super talented.
Now, that being said, boys, we know that there's no real carryover
of
game
course,
to game.
Of so course
this will
we know
Vegas,
that.
This will be crushing.
Vegas could win this game tonight 4-3, and then all of a sudden you're going OS.
Yeah, because then they have the
advantage. Now you're going back exactly. So, but hopefully you come out in the first period like they did on Saturday.
That's the thing that's so scary about it. You can dominate and lose. I think more so in hockey than any other sport. But so far...
And I said this on
their favor.
I said this on Friday. I just feel so good for those guys.
Yeah, they'll just.
I mean, Cakes is a much bigger Caps fan than me, and always will be. I've always been a real postseason hockey guy, but now that we're this far into the playoffs, I just feel so good for them.
How can you not feel good for Ovi and Backstrom?
Because all those guys seem like good dudes.
And Beagle. I mean, we sleep.
I love him.
On how long Beagle has been here.
How long has it been?
I think he's been here since like 2009 or 2010.
Man, I want them to keep Beaks.
He's had a long tenure with the Caps.
He does so many little things that help you win.
Yeah.
And doesn't really get credit for it. No one really talks about Beaks. He is so good. He hustles on every single play.
His price tag is going up, though, so hopefully they can retain him, but there's going
to
be interest.
I want him to make as much money as possible, but I also want to keep
him. And Carlson. Would love to keep them all.
Oh, I forgot to mention Carlson.
That's going
to
be tough for McClellan.
All the stars.
Man, we got some players.
They really are loaded.
They really are.
And I do think that Vegas Golden Knights, I mean, God bless them. They've had an unbelievable year. And they may end up skating the cup. I mean, who knows? But how are they going to respond when adversity hits? Have they been through the wars?
This is their dues-paying portion.
Right.
Caps have been paying
more
the dues
than paid
for
their dues.
A long, long time.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Much, much longer than the Vegas Golden Knights.
Are the Vegas Golden Knights going to be able to withstand everything to win the toughest trophy in all of sports? I cannot imagine.
Let's hope
in their first year.
Let's certainly hope that's not the case.
Can I just say the only negative of the night was Pat Sajak was poo.
I mean, he's a very nice guy.
No, very nice guy.
He's a local.
Dean said the same thing.
You know, thank you. I'm glad you're saying this.
Oh, he was so bad. And, you know, he starts going on about his season tickets. No one cares about his season tickets.
There's 10,000 pictures of him wearing LA Kings gear online.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
And then he botches the first name of the starting lineup. Just botched it. I mean, he was just... Pat, I love you. You stay home for
game four.
Maybe
they have cakes tonight. You're the MC, right?
No, cakes would be great.
They're keeping me outside of the building. Because I have a sordid history of being inside the building.
Nobody knows that history.
I'm not going to pick the Golden Knights when I'm introing Fallout Boys. And nobody has to worry about that. All is well.
We are going to be talking Caps throughout the show today. John Walton, the voice of the Caps, is going to join us at 7:20. Alan May from NBC Sports Washington at 8:20. And Jeremy Roenick from the NHL Network in studio at 9 o'clock. We'll open up the phone lines next at 800-636-1067. How are you feeling, Caps fans? 2-1 lead, game four tonight at Capital One.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Caps gain the zone, left side, and a shot that goes wide off the stick of Evgeny Kuznetsov, but he gets the carom. Now for the high slot, and a shot tipped by Carlson as Fleury went down and inexplicably tried to play it, and now loose for Carlson. He scores! Alex Ovechkin on the rebound on a goal mouth scramble!
That was a mad scramble.
Mm. It was.
Five shots on goal in that sequence.
Put it in. And the Caps now are within two games of hoisting the Stanley Cup. We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Were you part of the madness on Saturday? What was it like? Cakes and EB were out at the bar, but man, the scenes, I was like changing the channels after the game. Mm-hmm. And you would see just different backgrounds, like the background where Alan May and Rob Carlin from NBC Sports Washington are. That was insanity. And then you flipped over to NHL Network, and they were in a different location. It was just unbelievable the amount of people. And a lot of people now are puffing their chest, quit calling D.C. a minor league sports town.
Right.
Hmm. Well, what
like
struck
they were offended by what Wilbon said a few weeks ago.
And I get it. It was a Saturday night, and it was the first home Stanley Cup playoff or finals win in franchise history. But what struck me is that's just a second win in the series. You still need two more.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine if they close this thing out? What the streets are going to be like.
I mean, the scene's going to be hopefully duplicated later tonight. If they can somehow get that third win, it's going to be the same sort of madness. You're going to see thousands of people congregating outside of Capital One Arena. You're going to see them on the steps. You're going to see them climbing light poles, risking their lives.
Did you see the one guy fall down the tree?
Yeah.
It looked like it hurt.
I would guess.
What were the numbers you heard for people that were there? Right
in terms of what?
Around the arena, outside. Oh. I had heard to see Sting and Shaggy, which, by the way, I don't get the Sting and Shaggy connection.
Seemed like a million.
They're just touring together.
Did they have a hit together?
It's a collaboration.
I don't think so.
They're putting out an album together.
They are.
I saw a commercial for it.
Huh.
There were a boatload of people.
I heard 15,000. Does that make sense? I mean, that sounds like a ton.
I would have guessed more.
15,000 outside to see all that.
I would have guessed more, but who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I know what you're about to say.
You want a game six, so you have another home game.
Yes.
Oh, I don't. I wanted to close about five. I'm getting greedy now.
Because
win tonight, win in Vegas, end it.
I kind of want them to win it in six. I don't care where.
I don't care if they win the Stanley Cup. I don't care if it happens on enemy ice or home ice. Just want to win it. Just want it.
I know, but I just want more games.
I know. I understand.
I want them to win it, but I want more games.
Has the cup been in town? Is that what they do? They take it to the towns?
Yeah, they did that on Friday.
Yep. Right. Because was it at the zoo or something? I had a friend of mine sent me a picture.
It was at Farragut Square. It was at the zoo. It made a bunch of stops.
And everybody is liable to go up there, and you're allowed to go up there and get your picture taken.
Take pictures.
Right?
Touch it if you want.
Right.
The whole bit.
That's crazy.
And Cakes, I think we're going to get a sixth game, honestly.
You think so?
I mean, even if we win tonight, I think we certainly can tonight, but I think the Vegas probably goes back in game five and wins that and then comes back here.
Well, I hate to be the big poo-poo about this whole thing, but I know going in, I think JP and I both thought, I think you did too, that we were going to split here.
Yep.
So, if that
plays
out.
Now I've kind of come around that I wasn't willing to commit that the Caps were better watching the first two
better,
games.
They've looked better, I think.
I didn't think that through the first two games. To me, it looked very, very even. But obviously, the impression of the third game is the one that's most recent.
Yeah, it's all about the recency
with the
effect.
Two, I would say that they do seem to be the better
team.
Well,
I can make the argument if they didn't cheat. Okay, we could be up 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
The refs didn't cheat for us.
I like your approach here. I like it.
Right?
Yeah, I can back that. I can back your
platform. We're up 4-3, then we're going to score on our power play to go 5-3, and then we'd be up 3-0 right now.
Yep. Could be.
Yeah. All right, let's pay out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. How cool is this? Two wins away. Now, this will be heart-wrenching if they don't pull this off, but you know what? It's worth it. Get invested. Get emotionally invested.
It's been a fun run thus far.
Yeah, it has. All right, let's go to our guy, D. Woods. D, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
What's up, Jux?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so I went to a bar down not off of 7th Street, down by, what's that, not Navy Yard, but I'm trying to get a metro station before Chinatown. But me and my girlfriend got there at 5:30, and we barely pulled a seat. And then by the time the game started, they had a line going all the way down 7th Street because they couldn't let anybody else in because they had reached capacity. It was nuts. All the people that you see at the games, I guess the dude with the red paint, he was there, and yeah. then the guy that yells "Let's go Caps!" They were making like appearances at all the bars, and people were losing their mind.
It's
it was ridiculous.
Dope.
Are you talking about? Are you talking about the bald headed guy who paints his head?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bald head guy that paints his head red, he was there, and then the goat guy, and they're like Rom, they wear the jersey with their name on it, so everybody knows who they are. It's ridiculous.
Hey, D.
Yeah,
you didn't know anybody. Yeah. You didn't know anybody who has tickets from a suite.
Oh man, Bickle, you irked me with that statement. That was one of the most. That was
Sorry.
Even. That was just as ridiculous as your brother asking you for ticket hookup.
Maybe so.
Man.
Sorry.
I mean, it isn't an elitist thing to think that everybody knows somebody with suite tickets. Maybe
you don't
everybody
know somebody,
knows somebody.
You don't know somebody. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, D, don't you know Ted Leonsis? He has a suite.
I didn't know
the person that owns a suite, but I thought most people know somebody that's in a suite. But okay, you don't. Sorry.
Bickle, most people can't afford $1,000 seats to games. And most people are in this area. Most people in this area are middle class people. They don't know people that have suites and own businesses. They work. They don't own it. They're the workers.
Okay, whatever. I'm not saying you have to know the people that own the suite. Most people, I thought, know somebody that has access to a suite. But I guess not. Okay, you don't. Sorry, I'm wrong. Let me tell you, I'm not going to feel guilty
about
thinking that.
Your brother didn't get the tickets, right?
Of course not. He wanted tickets for $100.
It was awesome.
That's ludicrous.
They kept flashing the tickets prices.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I gotta check now.
Mezzanine was like $975 a ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine.
They were flashing on the screen, on TV?
Yeah.
I haven't looked yet. I'm going to go to SeatGeek. I'm guessing the cheapest seats are like $1,200 for tonight. Because the Caps won. So that drives the demand in this market up.
Sure.
I'm going to say $1,200 to $1,300 minimum.
And it could be the last game.
It could
at
be.
At home.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Brian in Alexandria. Brian, what's up?
Hey, Junks, how are you guys doing today?
What's up, Brian?
How are you?
So great. I was at the game Saturday night. It was unbelievable. I've never heard it that loud for warm-ups before, you know, when I've been to the games. And I've never seen it as red as it was inside. It was just all red. No Vegas jerseys, nothing that I saw. It was unbelievable.
Did you like the Joe Gibbs intro, the Pat Sajak intro?
Joe Gibbs was awesome. Pat Sajak, I could do without the intro.
Joe Gibbs. And I mean, you're reaching back. All you're doing is reaching back into every Washington, D.C. area fans' nostalgia bank.
Mm-hmm.
To Joe Gibbs. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
It was great. It was the best. Pat Sajak, no thank you. Not for the Wheel of Fortune stuff. But
how much did you pay for tickets, Brian?
I've got season tickets. So my seats are, I think, like $250 a piece up in the $400. So it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've had season tickets since 1999. I've been there for all their playoff games. I've never heard it that loud when they won. You know, seeing Ovi and Kuzi and DSP get their goals, I mean, it was unbelievable. And I agree with Cakes. Get this over with as soon as possible. Win tonight and end it in Vegas and get this over with. I want to see them skate the cup on home ice, but I want it over as soon as possible. And I got to give a shout out to EB for Victory Buns. Victory Buns Saturday night, it continued into Sunday afternoon. It was great.
Good night. Nice. Way to go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well done,
yeah.
Buddy.
A lot of Victory Buns.
Thanks, guys.
The cheapest seat right now in SeatGeek, $12.85 to get into the building tonight.
For the worst seat.
Cakes, you're such a blind homer for the Caps.
I am, yes.
Were you upset when the refs called goalie interference on DSP?
Not really. I mean, I was upset that it wasn't a goal, obviously, right. Because at the Brig, everybody went crazy.
Of course.
Everybody's going nuts. And then
it was a good call.
10 seconds later, I look up and I realize, well, they haven't put a goal up on the board.
I kept saying, I'm staring at, why are they not putting the tally up? But I don't get it.
He definitely interfered with him. Hey, what are you going to do?
Him.
I mean, I'm a homer, but I know goalie interference when I see it. That was goalie interference. You know what? DSP got one later. He got one later. He got the clutch goal to give us a little bit of breathing room. So thank you, DSP. Thank you for being clutch. We appreciate it.
Now, he has a missing tooth, a gap, right? Because that'd be a pretty big gap.
Missing tooth.
Yeah.
I mean, or it's the biggest gap ever, and I'm just snoozing on it. It's a missing chiclet. There's no doubt about it.
Let's go to Chris in Gainesville. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Salutations, Junkies. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Morning, Chris.
It was nuts. When I got out of my car, I was trying to walk up. I wasn't a huge Shaggy or Sting fan, but it's kind of cool. So I figured I could just kind of walk behind and then just kind of listen and watch. I got a quarter of the way through that crowd. I gave up. I had to turn around and walk back. There was zero chance you could walk through that crowd. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then when the lights went down and those hit sticks started going, definitely got a little creeper.
Wait till Fall Out Boy's playing Sugar We're Going Down at about 7:15 tonight. You think it's crazy then? It's going to be wacky.
It's going to be intense tonight, too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I actually thought about it. So it was my last game. We had the pizza party planned, and I had the game, and it ended at 3:30. And I thought about trying to finagle it, but my assistant coach, who usually helps out, he wasn't going to be there.
Right.
So I would have had to scramble for somebody who had never, ever coached before.
Yeah.
So just couldn't pull it.
Had to take a pass.
Would have been cool.
I feel like we should have celebratory.
Who says you're not a fan of Sting? Isn't everybody a fan of Sting?
Like, who doesn't like Sting?
Police.
All he did is do this. Crank out hits throughout the 80s. Crank them out.
I feel like we should be playing celebratory music, but we're only halfway through the series, so I guess we can't.
Yeah, we can't.
But
jump
I really
that far.
Feel like we should. Just need that extra energy. But I don't want to jinx it, so let's not do it. If we haven't done it throughout, let's not start today. Let's go to John in Bethesda. John, what's up, pal?
Hey, Junks. Good morning, guys. Great Monday morning here in the D.C. area. I was watching in Rehoboth Beach Summer House because I had to go out there for the weekend. But, hey, here's who they should have had for the announcement. They should have had Batista. He's a D.C. local, first off, and he would have crushed it. You know the guy who's done all the Guardians of the Galaxy, the wrestler, et cetera. He would have been perfect for the Sajak role. Secondarily, real quick, former goalie, two things. They've got Marc-Andre Fleury pegged. He's being way overly aggressive. They know how to play him. And Holtby's the other end of the spectrum. He's playing perfectly. He's very, very conservative on his angles. That's all I got for you. But thanks, guys. Great Monday.
All right.
Batista
would
be good.
You.
Cakes mentioned it is a Nationals off day today. And they have a homestand starting tomorrow.
And Max has been one of the biggest Caps supporters.
It's a great call.
All those guys outside of Bryce are rooting
for
the Caps.
It's a really good call. I would expect that.
Maybe he does the Let's Go Caps chant in place of Joe Gibbs.
Who's
tonight.
Better than Max Scherzer right now?
I mean, that's a pretty good one.
That's probably the number one.
It's a pretty good name to pull.
That's a great one. Yeah. Who's a bigger gamer than Max Scherzer?
Nobody that I know of.
Nobody.
Is Bryce going to be there tonight in his Vegas Knights jersey?
I don't know. He could be.
God, they should not let him in. I wouldn't let him in the building.
No, the Scherzer call is great.
It's a great call.
It's got to be him.
I saw somebody on Twitter. It's not like I came up with it.
Whoever, that's a great call.
I like
call.
It.
It makes all the sense in the world.
I mean, he's the one going back. When he was pitching, he's going back in the clubhouse to watch the game.
Right.
The other night. So, yeah, it's perfect.
All right, 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Press a rewind to the prediction from last week. You know, I told you we were going to win game two because of physicality, Ovi stepping up. I still believe that we're going to win both games here. The other extraordinary experience. And it's good to see the city come out, man. It's a lot of love, a lot of camaraderie, you know. And you know, I think we're really showing our interest and support for our home team. And one more thing, I want to send a shout out to the Oladipo Takeover team. It's a junior basketball team from the area that just travels around the country and just beats the hell out of everybody, and they're playing well. So I just want to give them a shout out, and thanks for taking my call, fellas.
All and right. Depot, by the way, thanks, was on the pregame coverage for
and
NHL.
I saw him wearing his personalized Caps jersey with Depot on the back.
He was good, man. He's so smooth.
I generally frown upon that.
He starts singing?
If you're a big superstar.
I don't think he starts singing.
If you're a big star, you can get away with it. Like, I can't wear a Caps jersey that says Cakes on the back. I should get mocked if I did that.
Right. John Wall could do the intro, by the way.
John Wall would be a perfect.
You know what? Not as beloved as Max Scherzer. Sorry.
I agree.
Not as beloved.
Those guys, they got to do the Let's Go Caps. They can't announce players.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
One of those guys will do the Let's
Whatever
Go Caps
chant. I don't even know. I was
by the way,
he just stood there and Scherzer up could and do said, it. Let's Go
hey,
Caps.
You know what? Scherzer could do that. Why couldn't he introduce
in front of
the players?
National audience, if you trust him to get all the names right
if
and all
the
that.
Sajak
couldn't even do it.
The names aren't that difficult.
Do whatever Gibbs did. Whatever Gibbs did.
That was the Let's Go Caps.
That's all you need.
How about you just ditch the starting lineup thing? Because it was long and drawn out. Nobody cared about it. People cared about Joe Gibbs doing Let's Go Caps.
It yeah, but it's an NHL thing. They're going to have people. They're going to have someone
they
do
might.
It.
Did Joe Gibbs have nub seats? Kind of look like it.
Not really.
It looked like he was far up.
Wasn't he
lower
close
bowl?
To the
like, middle of the best seats. The best seats are about 15 rows up.
I was
going
to say 15 to 20 rows up, best
Those
seats.
Those are the best seats.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines are open. Caps, of course, have a 2-1 series lead with Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. We're taking your calls next right here on the Junkies.
What's happening? I get the intro Fallout Boy on the steps in a matter of about 11 and a half hours today before
Make
Caps.
Sure you take your power nap today, buddy.
I actually don't think I can. I don't think I can fit it in.
Really?
I got some errands to do. I have to pick up my daughter for an appointment. Her appointment is coming down to see Fallout Boy.
Yeah, I get
oh,
it. Yeah,
and
yeah.
going to the Caps game. That's the appointment.
That's
I have things
cool.
to do. I can't fit in power nap today.
You don't know where the tickets are, right? That's the thing about CK's email or
I
text,
don't.
Whatever it was.
They're going to be
he was
fine.
Because like, he asked me, he's like, would you be interested in doing it? And I like I said, I misread it. I thought I was going to be able to do today.
Yeah.
I couldn't do Saturday. But I had just taken a nap. So like I woke up kind of in a fog and I read
you
the
napped
text.
On Fallout Boy.
I did. And I
did.
Was like, I can do Monday. And he's like, no, Cakes already took Monday. Can yep. you do tomorrow? And then I looked at the schedule. Was like, there's
so
no
who
way
introduced
I could be there at
Sting and Shaggy then?
No idea.
Yeah. Not sure. Couldn't tell
I think
you.
There are other festivities. I think it's beyond like emceeing that, but the hook is you get two tickets.
Mm. Yeah.
He said, don't know where, can't guarantee it, but the cap said they will hook you with two tickets.
As soon as I see CK today, that's the first thing I'm going to ask.
Where are the
because,
seats?
No, not where are the seats. Where are the actual tickets? Am I going to get them from my contact down at the portrait gallery?
Right.
Because we'll call. Oh, I hate
that'll
Will.
Be insanity.
I hate Will Call.
Right.
I just hope that somebody's
Did they give
there.
You parking?
Oh, I already reserved my parking on spot here. I'm way ahead of you. I don't leave that to chance.
Okay. I've done that before.
I looked
it
at the,
didn't work.
I looked
but...
at the street closures, yeah. and I'm far enough away that I think I'm good. I've right. already taken care of that.
Okay, good.
All right, so we're good. Talking about Game 4 tonight. What's your vibe? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Also want to hear from people that maybe didn't go to the game that were just part of the scene because the scene was amazing. Here's what Coach Trott said after the game about what he's seeing from the city.
Are you guys getting a sense of the moment and what this means for this city and these fans that have waited for this kind of thing?
Well, we've been in a lot of moments in the last, 10 years, and I've been here, this is my fourth year, and we've had a lot of moments. Not so many, as many good ones as we'd like. But at the same time, I think everybody recognizes that, if you do the right things and you keep, sort of pounding the rock, there's a lot of pride in our dressing room. There's a lot of pride in this DC area. And, in the past, the past failures, you would feel a lot of anxiety even before you started the playoffs. And, I think we've gotten past that as a group. We've gotten past that, hopefully, as a community. And, you know, hopefully we can continue on and hopefully bring something here. And then I think it'll galvanize all the city and all the other sports franchises in this area, because there's some good ones. And I know the baseball guys are all watching us, so.
And the Caps are doing a great job on Twitter, at Capitals, with, like, the hype videos after every game. Like,
they're great. Cutting
in, like, the crowd reactions, the live action, the player interviews. They use that Trotz bit as the most recent one. It's great to watch if you're a Caps fan. Get you swept up in it.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear some of these other Trotz quotes. Can you play cut three where he talks about the difference between Holt being in the defense now and in game one? Remember that shootout in game one?
Mm-hmm.
I think... really, honestly, that first game, we just got to throw it out the window. I think if you really look at us over the course of probably the last 15 playoff games, maybe even more, and then the end of the season, that's the way we play defense. We've locked that down a lot better. And, you know, from that, you get a lot of commitment. And game one was, everybody was out of their mind. Both teams, and Gerard will probably say this thing, there's so much energy in that building, and you got two franchises who, you know, are wanting to get the prize, and I think there's so much emotion. Everybody was just, as I say, out of their mind a little bit, and you didn't see the true teams in that first game yet, but you saw a fantastic hockey game.
Well, I know in the NBA... the Warriors in particular said that game one, and Steve Kerr said this, was a feeling out process. And I think that's what Trotz is kind of saying.
Guys were saying that. Yep.
Doesn't see it very often. They're on the road. They just got over a tough series. You kind of feel them out, and then you kind of get back to what you were doing in game
two. By the way, if the Caps win tonight and take a 3-1 lead, there are going to be lots of Caps fans booking last-minute trips to Vegas.
Yeah.
To see the Caps potentially close it out in five.
Dude, I met a guy at the bar. You probably met him too. At the Brig on Saturday, who he bought, is it game six? I think he bought two tickets to game six.
Okay.
Right?
That would be here.
Right. And I think it was like 4,000. And then he bought two tickets to game seven.
Really?
And what he's hoping is if it goes, he doesn't even have the money, he says. He just bought them.
Oh.
He's hoping if it gets there, he sells one and makes enough to kind of cover
other.
The cost
okay.
of the
mm-hmm.
other.
And so he's just doing credit card debt.
Yes. He's planning to fly out to Vegas and go there for 36 hours and not even... he's so busted, he doesn't even have a hotel room. He Ooh. Said he's just going to just be high on adrenaline
right.
for 36 hours.
I couldn't do it, but you only live once.
Yeah. And
if you're a huge Caps fan, you want to see it.
Just he's down like $8,000 in tickets to games that may or may not happen for money he doesn't even have.
Can't you like loiter in the lobbies of like the big silly hotels?
Yeah.
Nobody would know.
Well, I was like, dude, can't you just get a room for $100 at the Luxor or something?
Right.
I mean, come
right.
on. Or Excalibur.
Yeah. Excalibur!
I mean, the rooms are cheap.
They could
there.
Be
hey,
cheaper
Valdez,
in Vegas.
Valdez, you know I get size for the play-by-play. I don't think you have the Emmerich stuff, but can I hear some Walton, maybe from the
sure.
Ovi goal?
The Ovi goal, I don't know where that ranks.
I got to hear that.
But that was just spectacular. The effort level on that.
Somebody
was just
else.
Unbelievable.
It makes sense. Is it said it reminded them of his 600th goal. Like, remember that goal where it wasn't pretty. It wasn't spectacular.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a power play snipe. It was him, like, on a third and fourth effort getting it past. I can't remember the opponent. Same sort of goal.
Well, that's got to be one of the top 10 goals in his career, just for effort and everything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we played the Ovi goal on the end last break, so let's do the Kuzi goal.
All right.
Down the wall to Perron. Theodore's stick broke. The Caps trying to clear, and now it's a 2-on-1. Coming is Beagle. He's got Kuznetsov with him. Beagle to Kuzi along the right circle. A shot. He scores! He gives him the pterodactyl as he goes to the corner. Kuznetsov from Beagle. 7-10 to go in the second. It's 2-0 Washington!
So we're such donks. It's not even a bird. It's a pterodactyl.
Well, pterodactyl
is a bird.
I mean, it's a prehistoric bird.
I'll tell you what, Beagle was just
was that
so
two
good.
Dimes for Beagle then? Because he had the one
to
Smith Pelly, too,
he had
right?
Because
he had the interception or whatever.
He was
steel.
One of the stars of the game.
I mean, look at that box. Beagle was so good.
And then do you have the Smith Pelly goal? Just play that one. Why not? While we're here, you play him throughout the show.
And one to Neal. Immediately taken. Nice play by Andre Burakovsky, but he's going to roll it down ice. He's going to beat him to the puck and negate icing. Great hustle from Andre to get the rest of his mates the line change. Now Andre will go off. Turns out he had something left in the tank after all. Sent in behind the Capitals net. James Neal, far wing, turning it over to Stevenson. Devontae Smith-Pelly with a clear to center. 6:13 left here in the third period. Theodore turning it over to Beagle in front. Smith-Pelly scores! A turnover by Theodore, and it ends up in the back of the net. 6:07 to go. It's 3-1 Washington!
Man, we were so good on the draws, too. I think it was 39-23.
Yeah, crushed him.
In the faceoffs.
Yeah.
We'll be joined by John Walton, the voice of the Caps, coming up at 7:20. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Want to hear from Caps fans, whether you're at the game or not, what are you feeling?
Let's go to Mark in Fairfax. Mark, what's up?
Hey, it's a good morning, isn't it, boys?
It is.
So far,
feels great.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go off script for a second, but you guys are talking about the environment. I'm a high school teacher. You wouldn't believe the effect it's having on that environment.
Really?
Like, oh, man, everyone is just so fired up. It's just a lot more fun to go to work.
Are they wearing Caps gear to school?
Everyone's rocking the red all over the place. Teachers are, students are, administrators are. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's really amazing, man.
It's incredible what it's done to the city. I mean, we can just tell based on the callers, you know, everyone's excited about it.
And the TV ratings. Didn't the last game get like a 15 share in D.C.?
Locally.
I hope it did.
It's massive.
Let's go to CJ, Virginia Beach. CJ, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Siege.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Two more wins, baby.
Yep. Two more. Halfway there.
Hey, my wife and I had plans to come up there just that past weekend anyway. And so having the viewing party at the Brig, it was like the icing on the cake. Chopped it up with EB for about 15 seconds. You was mad cool. Shook hands with Cakes at the end. You were mad cool. Like I told EB, it was like meeting my friends that I've been friends with you guys for the past 18 years and meeting you guys and just the whole vibe and everything was awesome, man. So I'm very excited for tonight and I hope the Caps just go ahead and get business taken care of.
Yep.
I would love to see them skate at home with the cup, but man, let's just get it over with, man. Go Caps.
Whatever it takes. Hey, thank you, CJ. It's nice to meet you too, buddy. Thank you, buddy.
All right, brother.
That was very nice of him. He said, you know, I've listened to you guys for 18. I feel like I've known you for 18 years.
I wish he had come up earlier. I talked to him like right at the end of the night. I hadn't seen him until then.
And I'm just meeting you now. That was really cool.
It's very cool. I met a guy this weekend, though, that made me feel so old. He goes, he looked to be about our age.
Right.
Now, ultimately, I found out he was 40. Okay, so he is younger than us.
Yeah.
We're all 47, 48, whatever. But he goes, I've been listening to you guys since high school and college. And I swear to God, the whole time I was thinking, aren't you my age? And so I just had to ask him, how old are you? He's like 40.
You're getting so old that old guys
are
still
young.
Younger than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Let's go to Lee in Baltimore. Hey, Lee, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
great. Listen, a great game the other night, and the prettiest goal I've ever seen, and I'm 63, was the Smith-Pelly goal. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
and
perfect
I'll
placement.
Tell you what, tonight they keep playing their style. Hit everything you see and just stay out of the penalty box. I guarantee you we will win it all in Vegas.
I hope you're right.
I guarantee it.
Can you imagine the party?
Lee is guaranteeing.
Can you imagine the partying in Vegas before the flight home?
It'll be amazing.
Uh-huh. Oh,
this will be their toughest test. I think on paper, like, you know, if they can't afford to lose, they can't afford to go down 3-1.
Vegas.
So, this will be the toughest test. This will be the most difficult game of the season.
Do you understand how swole the 50-50 jackpot is going to be tonight at Capital One Arena?
That's all you think about.
I'm not buying like $100 worth of tickets?
I know the guy that won it.
You do?
He emailed me.
The most recent one?
Oh, yeah. You know what it was? It was the biggest one in the history of the building.
How much?
$55,000.
So he got $28,000?
He got half of it.
That's incredible.
You know how many times he'd done it? One time. It's the first time he'd ever done it.
I'm destroyed. I think he spent
$20. He spent $20.
You know what? I'm going to spend $100 tonight, and I'm not going to win it, but it's fine.
I got an email from
I get a sweat
from him because he heard us talking about it, And he said, oh, yeah, yeah, I heard you guys talk about it, so I looked for it. It's the first time I ever did it in my life, and he won.
Hey, good for him.
The largest 50-50 raffle they've ever had.
Let me guess. He's rich already.
He's got a, you know, he's well-to-do, whatever. He's got a good job. Whatever.
Just a lucky SOB. By the way, you're right about Vegas. This is the first time in this playoffs that they're really backed up in the corner.
Yeah, they had an easy run.
Yeah. I mean, they were 2-2 in the San Jose series, but
this is going to be the most difficult game. This is going to be an all-out war.
Remember, John Walton, the voice of the Caps, going to join us at 7:20. Alan May joins us at 8:20 from NBC Sports Washington, and the legendary Jeremy Roenick in studio at 9, all right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.